My dearly beloved in Christ, what a wonderful feast day we celebrate today, that of Corpus Christi, on which we call to mind the institution of the sacrament of love, as we refer to the Blessed Sacrament, the institution of the Holy Eucharist, in which our Lord satisfied two desires of his Sacred Heart, which seemed to be contradictory. One desire was to go and leave this world and go to be with his Heavenly Father. And the other desire was to remain with us. And by this institution of the Holy Eucharist, he satisfied both. He returned on Ascension Thursday to heaven, where he sits at the right hand of his Father. And yet, through the Holy Eucharist, he remains present in our tabernacles, present on our altars, and nourishes us with his own body and blood. Now think about the difference between material food that we eat and the heavenly food of the Holy Eucharist. When you eat material food, your body changes that food into you, into more tissue and blood and bone and tissues of the organs, etc. Our wonderful digestive system transforms the food we eat into our body. But the Holy Eucharist is the opposite. Our Lord, through our devout reception of his body and blood, transforms us into himself. Through every Holy Communion devoutly received, we become more and more like Christ, united to him, one with him. What a heavenly banquet our Lord gives to us to nourish our souls. And as he said to the Jews, as we read in chapter 6 of St. John's Gospel, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you shall not have life in you. It is impossible for us to persevere in the life of grace, in the state of sanctifying grace, if we remained away from, through our own fault, this heavenly food of the Holy Eucharist. We need this nourishment. There's an interesting story of a saint you may not have heard of, who lived for 20 years on the Holy Eucharist. His name was St. Nicholas of Flue. He is the patron saint of Switzerland and indeed the national hero of Switzerland, because through his counsel, the cantons were united to form modern Switzerland, a unified country. He lived in the 1400s, and very interesting life, because he was a soldier. As a matter of fact, it was said that he fought with the rosary in one hand and his sword in the other hand. And he would only fight to defend his country, very opposed to any kind of war of aggression. But a soldier, a farmer, he became a civil magistrate in the town, highly respected. He is a father of 10 children, but then he was having visions. And he was drawn to renounce the world, and with the consent of his wife, he left home and family, his wife and 10 children. The youngest was recently born, I believe. His older sons were old enough to take care of the farm, and he went off to become a hermit. And he desired to go far from home, but through circumstances, he was forced to remain in that area, and so he lived just a few miles from his home. He built a hut, and he lived there for the remainder of his life. But for 20 years, he had no other nourishment than the Holy Eucharist. In fact, the bishop, in order to test him, commanded him to eat a little bit of bread. And he vomited the bread. He couldn't retain it because, again, he was being sustained miraculously through the Holy Eucharist. Now, although we do not expect such a miracle, nevertheless, it is true that the Holy Eucharist is spiritual food. We can more easily live with the Holy Eucharist even than the material food that sustains our natural life, because the Holy Eucharist sustains our spiritual, our supernatural life. In this Mass, we have between the Epistle and Gospel what is called a sequence, the Laudation Salvatorum. It's quite lengthy, but a beautiful summary of all that the Church teaches on the Holy Eucharist. St. Thomas Aquinas masterfully covers every aspect of the real presence of Christ in the Holy Eucharist. He points out that whether one eats or many, they all receive the same body and blood of our Lord, and that he is present in every part of the host. We refer to the real presence. We use the word transubstantiation to indicate that the bread and wine are no longer bread and wine after the consecration. They become truly the body and blood of Christ, even though the appearances of bread and wine remain. And the appearances of bread and wine remain as a test of our faith, that even though we cannot see Jesus Christ there, we believe he is there. We adore him. St. Thomas Aquinas also says in the sequence, sumunt boni, sumunt mali, sorte tamen in equale, vita velinteritus, which means the good receive, the bad receive, but with a very different result. For the good, life, for the wicked, damnation. We call to mind the words of St. Paul in today's epistle, that he who eats or drinks of this food, this Eucharistic food, unworthily, eats or drinks judgment to himself. Let us make certain that we always make worthy Holy Communions, that we prepare as well as we can. And at the same time, we have to avoid a scruple that would cause someone to remain away from the Holy Eucharist by saying, I'm not worthy, because none of us can ever be completely worthy to receive the Holy Eucharist. And it would be detrimental to one's spiritual well-being, out of a sense of false humility, to remain away when one has otherwise fulfilled the three essential conditions, which are the state of grace, the fast observed, and the proper intention. So even though we know we're not and never will be completely worthy, we prepare ourselves the best we can, and we receive the body and blood of our Lord frequently, because without it, we spiritually die. Our Lord sustains the life of grace within us. Let us today, during this Mass, give thanks to our Lord for this wonderful food, this wonderful institution, and be determined to always make good preparations and a good thanksgiving after receiving our Lord, and never to fall into just routine and lose our devotion. What a wonderful gift, one that we could never sufficiently thank God for. But let us at least today, during this Mass, give thanks for this wonderful institution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.